Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Farm Director Shauna Olson. The American Farm Bureau Federation says farmers will suffer if the trade war continues the way it is. Michael Clements has more.
A continuing trade war means many farmers will lose money and even go out of business entirely, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau leaders expressed to Congress this week the frustration farmers and ranchers are feeling over the current trade climate. Texas Farm Bureau President Russell Boehning is chairman of the AFBF Trade Advisory Committee. He told the House Ways and Means Committee that farmers and ranchers depend on free trade.
We rely on trade each and every day to market the products that we work hard to grow. In fact, about 25% of the U.S. farm income is derived from selling ag products internationally. We are concerned with the blowback from the administration's decision to place tariffs on our trading partners.
The Boehning family operates a dairy. They also raise watermelons, feed grains, wheat, cotton, and beef cattle. Boehning says farmers and ranchers like him are already dealing with tough economic times, and trade issues are making things worse.
Agriculture is bearing the brunt of retaliation at a time when farmers are already facing low commodity prices, some high input costs, and of course, unpredictable weather. Net farm income has dropped 52% in the last 5 years, making it extremely difficult for farmers and ranchers to continue operating. The addition of a trade war comes at a time that we can ill afford it.
Boehning acknowledged the need to address trade practices that harm the United States, including China exceeding WTO support limits for farmers by $100 billion for corn, rice, and wheat in a single year. That's more than all U.S. farm commodity and risk management programs over the life of the next farm bill.
We must have ag trade in China. However, we must address this blatant abuse. If our president is successful, and we desperately want and need him to be sooner rather than later, this could be a tremendous opportunity for agricultural trade. But absent a successful outcome, farm and ranch families like ours will suffer. These decisions have the potential to greatly damage our livelihoods.
Michael Clements, Washington.
Tariffs are not the ultimate answer, says the Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue. Speaking to a Washington International Trade Association, Perdue told the group that tariffs are rather a tool to get people's attention, so both teams play by the same rules. Politico reports that Perdue recognized retaliation by China, Mexico, Canada, and the European Union to Trump's tariffs was causing pain in the farm economy, but he tried to frame it optimistically. Perdue said he told the president that when asked how things are in the farm country, he says, "I can't lie to you. It's a little bit like a weight loss program. It's painful when you're going through it, but we think there's going to be better days ahead." The comments came on the same day the House Ways and Means Committee heard from farmers on how it's impacting them. Stick around. More Inside Ag is straight ahead.